So, what's open, what's closed, and what's it all mean for our economy? I'm Tom Shine, and this is The Range.
Support for The Range comes from McCowan Gordon Construction, Fidelity Bank, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Coming up, some Shocker basketball legends give us a desperately needed sports fix. But first, grocery stores, childcare centers, restaurants, mortuaries, and liquor stores. Those are just a few of the 26 businesses exempted under Sedgwick County's public health order issued this week to keep people at home during the coronavirus outbreak. Seems like a lot, and it is, but there's no question that the outbreak is already having, and will continue to have, a negative impact on our economy. Joining me to trade some notes about all of this is KMEW reporter Nadia Foe.
Hi, Tom.
Now, that is a list. I think the list might be shorter to say what exactly is affected.
Right, and it does seem like there's fewer, but basically anywhere there's prolonged contact between people, like nail salons, hair salons, massage parlors, and just non-essential businesses and services like golf courses or specialty retail stores. Sedgwick County leaders really emphasize that the order tries to keep life as close to normal as possible. So how effective that is for preventing the spread of the coronavirus, I'm not sure, but it does ease some of the burdens and restrictions on people and consumers and businesses. WSU economist Jeremy Hill actually put out some numbers after the order was issued, just looking at the essential businesses and services kept open and how big of a share of the economy they are. And it's about 104,000 employees, 5,000 establishments, and almost $4 million in wages. And this is across Sedgwick County in 2018.
So we have a number of businesses that will remain open. But how is the recommendation to stay at home, how's that going to affect the economy?
I spoke to Hill last week after Textron Aviation announced furloughs, and he said then that it's just too difficult to predict how much of a hit the economy will take.
If this contagion of this pandemic continues to go out there, and I use contagion, it just continues to spread to other parts of the economy, it could get much worse, and we'll continue to see more and more layoffs piling up.
So this public health order is for 30 days, but even before, some businesses were closing on their own, starting to lay off employees. And I know you talked to at least one business that had already started making those decisions.
Right. We talked to Blue Moon Catering last week, who's trying to hunker down and get through all of this. He's planning to keep all of his full-time staff, but he's going to reduce hours for his part-timers. I talked with Alicia Holloway, the director of the Wichita Independent Business Association, and she's hearing similar things from her group's members as well.
I think it's a foregone conclusion that we're all going to take a financial hit to our businesses. But these are the people that started their own companies. And by gosh, if it's at all humanly possible, they're going to make it to the other side. And good for them. Not all of them will be able to keep all of their employees, but they'll do everything humanly possible to do that, to keep them.
And when she says come out on the other side, what does she think it's going to look like when businesses start to reopen when they can?
And that's another good question that we don't know the answer to. But Holloway thinks businesses and the economy will rebound more quickly than they did after 9/11 and after the Great Recession 2008, because we had such a good year in 2019.
They won't have the same year that they had in 2019, but I'm hoping it will be enough to keep their doors open and their employees employed.
Well, it's definitely something we're going to be watching for a while.
No doubt about that. We've got up-to-date news on the coronavirus and its impact on the region on our website, kmew.org. Nadia, thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Tom.
It's March, and we should be binge-watching the NCAA basketball tournament. But we're not, and you can blame the coronavirus for that as well. Before the outbreak, though, a group of Shocker basketball greats took time to visit fans at an assisted living center in East Wichita. Superfan Carla Echols tagged along for this month's In the Mix.
Former Shockers Cheese Johnson, Aubrey Sherrod, Xavier McDaniel, Rashard Kelly, and Cleo Littleton reminisce with some of the residents and their families. Art Bloomer, who played for Emporia State in the 50s, had not seen his former rival Cleo Littleton since then.
Great to see you again, Cleo.
Okay.
We played Wichita State twice in 1952, as I remember, and Cleo was my man and I was his man. And I thought I did a real good job against him one night when he only scored 2 points in the first half. Then I found out he was sick. He shouldn't have been on the floor. He had a 105-degree temperature. It ruined my day. He was one of the best basketball players I ever played against.
The players, including former NBA standout Xavier McDaniel, agree.
He's been through playing, what, 60 years at least? We know that? And he's still the number one scorer in school history. Yes. Yeah.
And Littleton calls it a pioneering time.
Sports is a good way to communicate to anyone.
Well, I think it's interesting that you were the first African-American player.
In the Missouri Valley, the league that we played in. And I was on the bus, ate on the bus, and couldn't go in some place and had to have police escorts to get out of some gyms, St. Louis and Tulsa and Oklahoma. So it was a pioneering time, and I enjoyed it.
Xavier McDaniel also enjoyed his time as a Shocker. He was the first player in college basketball history to lead the nation in both scoring and rebounding during the same season in the mid-'80s.
For me, going from college to the pros, the speed, it may not look like on TV, but you see those guys in person. I mean, when you get to the pros, you see everybody's big, everybody's strong, and everybody is fast.
And while playing professional ball overseas, former Shocker Rashard Kelly learned to speak a bit of Russian.
Got to experience 8 different countries, a lot of different languages, people.
How do you say hello?
So Dazi Dani is like a simple greeting. It's like good day, hello. Pasiba is like thank you. So I was able to interact with other people and also grow as a man and as a player at the same time. So it's a great experience.
That was experience that you take with you for the rest of your life.
Former Shocker Aubrey Sherrod was drafted by the Chicago Bulls and once played with and against Michael Jordan, who called him lefty. Sherrod says the Shockers have a bond, but it's not only basketball.
And we've been able and been fortunate, really, to graduate. So when we speak to the kids today, we really mean it by saying education is very important. Knowledge is power, and that's really the key to life.
And as they prepare to sign autographs, former Shocker and NBA player Cheese Johnson told the group, sports brings everybody together.
You know, generations, what have you, so we appreciate you guys also because y'all are true Shocker fans in there. You know, it's a family affair. Thank you.
Carla Echols brings you thoughtful stories about race and culture every month on In the Mix. And one last thing. No one has suffered more from the coronavirus than the families directly touched by the disease. Still, it's difficult not to feel for the high school class of 2020. The final months of their senior year, including prom and graduation, touchstones of adolescence, are lost. They enter adulthood burdened by a pandemic and a staggered economy. To the class of 2020, we wish you better times ahead. Thanks for joining us on The Range, where we share stories about where we live and the people who live here. Today's show was produced by Stephen Basaha, Natty Afoe, and Lou Ann Stevens. Torn Anderson composed our theme music. I'm Tom Schein, and this is KMEW NPR for Wichita.